From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. We're in the middle of the summer travel season, so we're talking today about the tech mainstay of any vacation, the camera. In a few minutes, we'll get some buying tips from Keith Jenkins. He's NPR's multimedia director and a former photojournalist. He's going to demonstrate a few different cameras for us, from cheap and foolproof to neither. But first, we have a story for those of you out there, most of you probably, for whom picture-taking is a hobby, perhaps a passion, but not a paying job. Every summer, the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, hosts an annual festival for photography fans. It's called Look 3, the Festival of the Photograph, and NPR's Bilal Qureshi discovered one of the most popular exhibits celebrates the achievements of the amateur.
Over three summer days, the city showcases some of the most famous names in photography. Their work is projected onto brick storefronts on the town's paved downtown plaza. There are galleries filled with some of the most striking images of the year. Wars in the Middle East, campaign portraits, and rarely seen animals. And some pictures that didn't quite make it onto magazine covers.
I took a picture of my friend recently, so yeah, it's kind of like a semi-nude shot in a mirror.
I have a photo of my daughter. She's 3.5 years old, and it's her hand with her, we call her boyfriend's hand. It's just another good friend of hers. They were at a carnival, and they just clasped hands as they were sitting on a little mini train ride.
Just a few of the images taken by non-professionals on display at Your Space. It's exactly what it sounds like. You bring in your proudest photographic achievement. It's professionally printed for free and then exhibited in a gallery as part of the festival.
I would never be able to afford this printer on my own, so I'd like to come here and get it printed and see the quality of the work. It's really neat.
Holly Olson is one of hundreds of amateurs whose work lines the walls of Your Space. She's come back to pick up her picture of the Desert Botanical Garden in Phoenix, Arizona. For the past few hours, it's been strung up in all its photographic glory for everyone to see. Michael Sherris is here with Canon, the co-sponsor of the festival, and he says showing your work is an integral part of being a photographer.
It's nice that amateurs can experience, as a hobby, they can now experience all ends of it, not just shooting the picture, but shooting the picture and refining the picture and producing the picture and ultimately hanging the picture. Because what we're saying here is it's not a real photograph unless it's hanging in your gallery or your living room.
At its core, Your Space captures the spirit of camaraderie that defines the Festival of the Photograph.
For sure.
And it provides another example of how new technology is shrinking the space between the professional and the amateur.
That was NPR's Bilal Qureshi.